We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
38-14 win at home for you guys on Saturday over Howard. Played pretty well in all phases. What were your impressions on the way your team performed?
Great to get a win, obviously. But, you know, we played well on offense. We executed really well. We threw and caught the football. You know, you didn't have those first game mistakes, turnovers, you know, illegal substitutions, those types of things. We were really crisp offensively. I thought Joe played great. Our wideouts made some nice catches. We ran the ball hard. Very pleased with our offense. In the kicking game, I think we played really well there too. Our kick return unit was really good. Our kickoff cover, our kicker kicked the ball really well. And we played well. We lost a couple of punts in the sun. Yeah, sun at Robin Stadium gets you sometimes, and got some rolls that hurt us a little bit. But special teams really pleased with it. Other than we missed a extra point, a chip shot field goal, but we got a really good kicker. He'll be fine there. Defensively, not at all pleased. Too many big plays, too many yards. missed assignments. We looked sloppy. Communication was horrible. Very disappointed in what we did defensively, and we have to get that corrected, or we'll be in a world of hurt here. And our guys know it. We play better defense than that. And it was not a real good effort. Even though I know they had 14 points, but too many big plays. But offensively, pleased. Kicking game, pleased. And defensively, we got a lot of work to do.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you, gentlemen. Coach Huseman, freshman Jerry Garcia got onto the field and broke through to make an impact. Can you tell us how he has risen so quickly and developed as a member of your running back rotation?
Well, he was a wideout when he got here. The number 80 kind of shows it. Savon Smith had tweaked a hammy. Dante Black had hurt his knee a little bit. Dante will be back. But so we made the decision. He played running back in high school. We made the decision to take a look at him there. And he looked pretty sharp pretty quickly. We were excited to see that. He can run. He's got some quicks about him. He picks things up pretty well. So, we recruited him as a wideout. Whether he stays at running back the whole year, next year, we don't know. But right now he'll be, running back that'll get in the mix and get some carries.
If I may follow up by asking about another newcomer, and that's your punter, Aaron Trussler from Australia. I wonder how you think he's acclimating, and does he have a good feel for what you want from that position, or is he still learning?
He's still learning. Obviously he's never played in a football game before. That was his first one. Great kid. He's acclimating really well. Players like him a lot. I think he likes being here. He kicked, some good balls. He had a 29-yard punt that wasn't great. But other than that, he kicked it 37 to 48 yards every time. Got some hang time on it. So, yeah, I'm pleased with where he is right now.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, you talked with John about the balance that you had with some of your running backs. Also, a lot of balance in the receiving core, but Josiah Williams, career high, eight catches, 85 yards. We saw some flashes of him in the spring, but what does he bring to your team there on the outside?
Well, he's a tremendous player, runs well, got great quicks, smart. The energy he brings to this team is remarkable. Rob Rolfe caught his first pass, which was a touchdown pass, and the first guy to him was Josiah, and it looked like Josiah was happier than Rob was. Brings tremendous energy every day, just a hard worker. We're thrilled to have him, and I'm glad we got him, but he did a really nice job. Had some really nice catches, some tough catches that he made. He got hit a few times right when he caught it, hung on to the football, so just, you know, those are the kind of kids you love to coach.
Talking to a lot of the coaches here this morning, everybody talks about the improvements they see from week one and week two, how big that is for your team. You touched a little bit on your defensive side earlier, but what would you like to see the biggest jump from week one to week two?
We probably had too many penalties. I think we had four holding penalties, you know, and that's really unacceptable. They killed a couple drives, but you know, so we got to clean that up a little bit, for sure. Obviously I talked about defensively, we got to tackle better. We got to cover better. We got to communicate better. You know, it'll be a big week for our defensive guys, to show that they can play and get the kind of improvement we need there. And then just keep building on the kicking game. Just keep kicking the ball the way we're supposed to kick it. You know, I know we got a cover on kickoffs, we got a cover on punts, but, you know, you have to put balls where you need them to be put. And we did that on Saturday, and we got to continue that.
Got a follow-up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Coach. It's a little complicated for media and fans to figure out what classes these fellas are in, given the COVID situation. I wonder if that is also your situation, and does it complicate your recruiting?
I don't know if I figured it out yet. Here's a good example. We put Jackson Hardy in there. You know, the last series of the game, you know, gave him some work there. And then as I got to thinking, I said, wait a minute now, you know, he's still got a redshirt opportunity, you know, to continue to get four after this one. And sometimes you don't think about those things. You know, we're going to try to redshirt as many of this true freshman class as we can to get the separation to the other freshman class. You know, any of those, the guys that were here last year, any of those guys that don't play in redshirt, you know, all of a sudden now you're mixing classes together. And every kid that you play that's a true freshman, you know, you're mixing them in with that other, the next class up. So it's tough. It's a juggling game. But again, like for example, Jackson Hardy, it was fine. I mean, we get the 4-game rule, which is good. So, you know, I was glad to get him in there. And shoot, seventh game of the year, you know, if anything happens, you know, we could maybe get Kyle a rep or two, Wickersham, our true freshman, and still save his redshirt year. So, you know, you juggle with those things. You know, we've talked about the offensive line, the freshman offensive linemen, who we got three of them here that are really good players. And, you know, when do we put them in the game and give them experience without getting beyond the 4-game rule? So there's a lot of juggling going on. So it's different than it's ever been.
Thank you.
Russ, back at home on Saturday against Lehigh, just early in the week, but just kind of, you know, some of the challenges that they'll present as you've looked at them on film.
Well, you know, you can't really say much about the Villanova game. Villanova's really good, obviously, but, you know, they had six turnovers, and I don't know if you can beat anybody with six turnovers. And I don't think that's what they're all about. They didn't do that in the spring. You know, they protected the ball better in the spring. You can't do that and win. I know they've got some really good players. They, you know, their tight end is tremendous. He may be as good as we play this year. Their quarterback's really good. You know, they've got some big, tall, good-looking athletes out at wideout. Defensively, they have some kids that can really run, get after the football. So, you know, we're not even considering that, you know, the score of the Villanova game in that one. We know it's going to be – they'll be better from game one to game two and hang on to the football better.
How unique is it knowing you're going to see Villanova shortly thereafter to be able to see two opponents at one time as you go in and scout a little bit?
You know, we're not even thinking about that one. The only thing we're thinking about is Lehigh. Sometimes it does. It's human nature as you put the Villanova-Lehigh game on to kind of look at that one over there. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and lie, but there'll be no preparation whatsoever for Villanova this week. It's all about Lehigh. and that's the direction we got to go.